Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fragile Neighborhoods Repairing American Society, One Zip Code at a Time by Seth D. Kaplan is a nonfiction work of social analysis and policy critique that argues American decline is best understood at the neighborhood level. Drawing on the author's background studying fragile states, the book applies a place-based lens to problems such as crime, family instability, addiction, weak schools, loneliness, and economic exclusion. Its central claim is that social health is not only a national issue, but also a local one, shaped by the strength of everyday institutions and relationships in specific communities. Rather than offering a single national program, Kaplan proposes a sideways approach to repair, strengthen neighborhoods, support local institutions, and build social ties where people actually live. The book combines diagnosis, case studies, and practical lessons for philanthropists, nonprofits, policymakers, and civic leaders who want to improve community life in durable ways. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neighborhood decline is treated as a social systems problem, not just an economic one. Kaplan's main argument is that neighborhood fragility cannot be explained by income alone. He links local decline to weakened social bonds that show up in many forms at once: crime, school disorder, family breakdown, addiction, alienation, and a loss of trust. This matters because it shifts attention away from isolated symptoms and toward the structure of community life. In the book, the neighborhood is not just a location, but a living system of institutions, norms, and relationships that either reinforce stability or allow dysfunction to spread. That framing also explains why wealthy areas are not automatically healthy, and why poor areas are not the only places where social decay appears. By treating social breakdown as interconnected, Kaplan makes clear that improving one indicator in isolation rarely solves the larger problem. The book, therefore, challenges policy approaches that focus only on individual behavior or large-scale economic trends, arguing instead that the quality of local social fabric is a decisive factor in long-term outcomes. Secondly, the sideways approach favors local repair over top-down social engineering. One of the book's distinctive ideas is what Kaplan calls a sideways approach. Instead of relying on vertical, centralized solutions that are designed far from the communities they affect, he argues for work that proceeds horizontally across the local landscape. This means strengthening the web of institutions and relationships in one place, and then connecting those local efforts to nearby places in practical ways. The reasoning is straightforward: neighborhoods differ in history, composition, leadership, and institutional capacity. So a standard national model often misses the specific conditions that determine whether a reform will work. Kaplan does not deny the value of policy or funding, but he suggests that durable change depends on how local actors coordinate schools, nonprofits, civic groups, religious institutions, and residents. The sideways model therefore prizes adaptation, trust building, and community ownership. It also reflects a realistic view of social change. The more fragile a neighborhood is, the more important it is to repair the relationships that hold it together before expecting larger improvements to follow. Thirdly, case studies show how community institutions can rebuild trust and opportunity. The book is anchored by examples of organizations and local leaders working in distressed neighborhoods, which gives Kaplan's argument practical grounding. These case studies show different entry points for repair: neighborhood development, youth support, volunteer mobilization, and reuse of abandoned spaces. A major example is the East Lake Foundation in Atlanta, which is presented as a model of neighborhood transformation through sustained place-based investment. Other examples involve efforts in rural Appalachia and Detroit, where local leaders respond to specific community needs rather than applying a generic program. The value of these cases is not that they prove one universal recipe, but that they demonstrate how repair can emerge from close attention to local conditions. Kaplan uses them to show that strong local institutions can produce measurable improvements in safety, school performance, stability, and civic participation. At the same time, the examples reinforce his broader point that progress depends on coordination among many actors, not a single heroic intervention. The case studies make the book more than a critique. They offer evidence that neighborhood-centered repair is possible. With Lee, data and measurement are used to diagnose fragility at the right scale. Kaplan gives unusual attention to how communities should measure themselves. He argues that social repairers need data collected at the neighborhood level, block by block when necessary, and even by social group where relevant. This emphasis is important because broad citywide or national statistics can hide sharp local differences. A neighborhood may look stable in aggregate while still containing high transiency, weak school performance, or a cycle of disinvestment. Kaplan recommends looking at practical indicators such as property values, family stability, crime, school quality, demographic change, and collective efficacy. The point is not simply to gather more information, but to gather the right information in a form that local leaders can actually use. Data should support judgment, coordination, and accountability rather than replace them. In this sense, measurement becomes a tool for understanding how a local system is changing over time and whether multiple actors are working toward the same goals. The book's practical value lies partly in this disciplined approach to diagnosing neighborhood health before attempting reform. Lastly, the book argues that civic repair requires collaboration, patience, and local ownership. A major implication of Kaplan's argument is that community renewal cannot be treated as a quick intervention. Because neighborhood fragility develops through years of social and institutional weakening, repair must be collaborative and sustained. The book repeatedly points toward the need for cooperation across organizations, since siloed efforts can unintentionally weaken local systems by drawing talent, money, and attention away from the neighborhood itself. Kaplan's practical lesson is that effective reformers must think in systems, not just in terms of solving one problem at a time. That means understanding how housing, schools, faith communities, volunteer networks, and local leadership interact. It also means resisting the temptation to import solutions that look good on paper but lack local legitimacy. By emphasizing local ownership, the book gives communities agency rather than casting them as passive recipients of outside help. The challenge, of course, is that this approach is slower and less tidy than large-scale reform. But Kaplan presents that complexity as unavoidable if the goal is lasting social repair rather than temporary relief. In conclusion, Fragile Neighborhoods should be read by policymakers, urban planners, nonprofit leaders, philanthropists, community organizers, and general readers who want a sharper explanation of why some places thrive while others keep fraying. Its practical value is that it connects social theory to neighborhood-level action, showing how institutions, trust, and everyday relationships shape outcomes that are often blamed on economics alone. Readers looking for a conventional anti-poverty book will find something more specific here, a framework for understanding social life as place-based and relational. That makes the book especially useful for people deciding where to invest time, money, or institutional effort, because it encourages them to ask whether an initiative strengthens local capacity or bypasses it. What sets it apart from similar books is the combination of a global fragile states perspective with a detailed focus on American neighborhoods. Kaplan does not offer a simple ideology or a one-size-fits-all program. Instead, he gives a disciplined account of neighborhood fragility and a realistic case for rebuilding civic life, one community at a time. For readers interested in social policy, civic renewal, or the foundations of local order, it is both analytical and actionable. If you would like to support Seth D. Kaplan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.